The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, guys. You guys have a good week so far? Yeah? Studying a lot, learning a lot? Good. So if you notice, today I'm wearing red. Any idea why? Got some hands in the back. So it's because of the feast day, but what's today's feast day? Why is this related? You have an idea? Because it's what? It's a martyr? No. Feast day is not a martyr today. But normally, yes, red denotes a martyrdom. Today is not, it's not denoting the martyrdom. It's something else entirely, actually. I guess technically every day is the Lord's Day, but Sunday in particular. But no, not because of that. It's kind of a weird feast day that we have today. So today is the exaltation of the Holy Cross. So today we're celebrating the true cross of Christ. The cross that he hung on and died on for us. It's kind of a weird thing to celebrate, I mean, if we're being honest. But the thing is, us Christians are weird, so it's fine. So the cross today, so September 14th, there's two very important dates in history that mark today as particular for the Holy Cross. The first one was that it was recovered, and it was installed back in like 335 AD, so over 1,000 years ago. It was installed in a church. It was recovered and installed on September 14th. And then it was lost because of wars and pillaging and plundering and everything. And then it was reclaimed and then reinstalled 300 years later on September 14th. So today is why we celebrate today the cross. But why is this important then? Why is the cross important? You have an idea why? Because Jesus is important, yeah? What did Jesus do with the cross? He died on the cross. That's what we're looking for. That's why what makes this cross important. The thing is, I mean, I know we have crosses throughout the church. Like your classrooms have crosses, your homes have crosses, our jewelry has crosses. The church itself has crosses. If you've been to the cathedral, there's a giant cross bigger than we are in the middle of it because the cross is important because Christ has made it important. But, I mean, imagine if it was anything else. We'd have any other tool for man's salvation that Christ used would be there instead. But we can talk about that when you're in high school maybe. So what does the cross tell us? Show of hands, who here makes the sign of the cross? I think most of us should. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Yeah? When do you make the sign of the cross? You know? At church? Is that the only place? Where do you make the sign of the cross? When you're in bed at home, yeah? Before you eat dinner, yeah, because you're praying before a meal, right? When do you? Every day. What do you got? Right here. You had your hand up. When do you use the sign of the cross? Lunch. Lunch? Okay, yeah. Before meals, before bed. Anyone do it when they wake up in the morning? Yeah? What about, I don't know if you guys have the tradition in your school, but I know in my school, my seminary, before every class, the teachers had us pray. Do you guys do that before every class? No? Kind of, sort of? Yeah. Some of you do? Okay. Well, so before you study, before you enter into a new environment, you can pray before, well, any reason. But why do we make the sign of the cross then, especially before prayer? What's the point of it? That's actually a really good answer. Yeah, respect for the passion or remembrance of the passion of Christ, his suffering, his death on the cross, and the fact that he suffered and died for our sins. I would add, the only thing I would add to that is it's all out of love for us, right? That's why he did it, because he loves us wholeheartedly. So yeah, we remember for every prayer as a Catholic, one of the things we start and end with prayer with, if you notice, the Mass always begins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it ends, may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? So for the liturgy, we always start and end with the cross because it's a reminder, a constant reminder. One, that God is with us. Two, that he suffered and died for us. And three, that he loves us unconditionally. That he underwent all of this for us. Sometimes, though, I know it's especially now, I'm sure it's just kind of forced back. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. And you just like ramble through your prayers and stuff. But if you can take your time, even just today, even, and actually consciously make the sign of the cross. And so you can remember and recall to mind Christ's death, his passion for us, his love for you. It starts to make a change in the way that you see the world and the way that you encounter obstacles and challenges and your own suffering. Because one of the good things about Christianity, about being followers of Christ, is that the most humiliating thing for God would have been to die on that cross. And yet he did it for us. And so when we go through this hardship, this suffering, we are able to unite ourselves to his cross, his suffering, his death, so that we might join with him in his resurrection. And I know you guys absolutely love school more than anything else in the world, teachers included. And so one of the things we can do is when we make the sign of the cross is we can offer whatever it is we're going through, whatever we absolutely love beyond all measure, we can offer that to God. We can offer it and join ourselves to Christ so that we can give meaning to what we're going through. It's important that we do that, and it's a good thing.